This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello there. What's the story?
Hey you.
What is the crack?
There's something real cute when people say hey you, I think.
Hey you.
Hey you.
Hey you.
Yeah, I think it's
with
cute.
With a smile. Yeah,
yeah. Do you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
About hey you. Just when I say it, when Alex and I first met, my boyfriend, we met in Madrid and then we did long distance, or we just like texted for like 6 months until we decided to meet up again. And during that texting, I went on a girls' holiday to Croatia for like nearly 2 weeks. And while I was away, I didn't text him once. And I felt really bad, and we had been texting like every single day. So it was very obvious.
How did you keep the conversation going?
For 6 months.
Yeah, it's a lot.
We're just having great chats.
Yeah.
It was kind of like one massive message we'd send a day to each other. But I went to Croatia, said nothing, never texted him for 10 days. He still brings it up.
Why are you such a bitch?
No, I wasn't a bitch, but I was like, I was on a girls' holiday and I was like, I didn't know. I was like, what is this thing with this fella? And I don't know what to do. And anyway, I just needed to have a little think about it, maybe. And because he lived in Seattle at the time, so it was like so weird for me to be involved in that. Anyway, and when I texted him when I came back, he replied and went, hey you. And I thought that was so cute.
Yeah.
And then continued on. Like, I thought it was like, oh, hey you.
As in, where have you been?
Yeah. But then, like, years later when we talked about it, he was like, yeah, no, when I text you back, I think I was pretty salty in my first message. I kind of held out now and I was like, what, hey you? And he thought that was like real mean.
Really? As in, hey you?
Yeah, hey you, scum of the earth.
No way.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
And the whole time you were like, oh,
and I took it. I was like, I love him.
He's straight back in. We're back. Yeah. We're good. That's fast. We're
ready to go. It's showtime.
Fully Charged, Emma, Dave and Ashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go. 3, 2,
go. 1.
Woo.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello.
Morning.
Ashley, first time seeing anybody this whole season in a scarf. I think you're being very dramatic.
I don't think I am at all. Are you mad?
No. A scarf.
It's freezing.
A scarf is when it's snowing.
No, but honestly, I think I got through like a whole winter a couple of years ago without wearing a scarf. Maybe 2 years ago. I'm straight in. It's freezing cold. It's cold in here.
It's not really.
It is.
Oh, God.
You're wearing a coat.
Yeah, I suppose.
Emma wears a coat basically for the whole show and then she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's not even cold.
That is so fair.
I refuse to wear a coat inside. So I'll wear a scarf. It's also sort of like, it's kind of a comfort blanket.
Yeah, I get it.
It's my emotional support scarf.
I understand. It's very colourful. It's lovely. A bit of purple on there, a bit of orange.
It is. It's got like beige, orange and purple.
Three colours you wouldn't imagine work well together, but actually do.
Yeah, my mum got it for me. She's got good taste.
She does.
It's very soft.
Oh, Paula. You see, that's the problem. You're going to be sleepy for the whole show because you're already rubbing it up against your face.
I know.
This is the problem with scarves. And I actually always used to say this.
What have you got against scarves?
I just think you're being a bit premature with it.
I think I am, but I think the weather's being a bit premature with it.
Oh.
If you don't mind.
Oh.
Don't have to porg about that.
It's one of those mornings.
Yeah.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Ashling.
If you're online, I presume you've seen loads of footage and press footage featuring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. Obviously, they're out at the moment heavily promoting the movie, the musical, Wicked.
I think it's every second post on my Instagram.
They're everywhere together.
Everywhere.
They're always holding hands. They seem like the best.
They're very
friends.
Cute.
And they seem to be having a bit of crack on this promo run ahead of it. I think it's in cinemas, open to correction, on the 22nd of this month.
Yeah, next Friday.
And it's part one of two. The second part of Wicked will be next year, I think, 2025, around the same time.
Yeah, that's annoying, but anyway.
Yeah, it is. It is, actually. Yeah,
but anyway. It's one musical, just make one movie.
They're doing so many interviews, as I mentioned, but this particular one caught my eye the other day because they fangirled so hard over their interviewer.
Oh.
It turns out that the person who was interviewing them was herself in her day a big Broadway star.
Ah.
Okay, so have a listen to this.
Well, y'all are beautiful. And in my last little bit of time that I have left, I'm just going to love on you one more time. Mm. As somebody that comes from the Broadway community, and I love it with every inch of my heart, the first time I ever heard about you is when you were in 13.
Mm.
I was on Broadway doing Avenue Q when you were in 13.
Oh, no!
Yes, girl, yes.
I can't say this too loudly, but I love Avenue Q.
Me too. Oh my God.
This got crazy, right? The two girls are up out of the seats, running around the studio. Watch your ears for this. I'll actually turn the volume down because the scream is quite intense. Okay. I can't imagine how good it feels to be that person. I actually found her on Twitter, the lady they were fangirling over, obviously having a great time in this. So I was looking at other times celebrities have completely fangirled over one another, and some of the clips are so funny. I'm going to take it back quite a while. This is Camila Cabello when she couldn't cope when she met Ed Sheeran.
I met Ed Sheeran once at the VMAs, and literally 3 minutes after, I had to go to the bathroom and cry because I was so excited.
Oh my God, Ed Sheeran, that's quite funny.
Adele couldn't cope when she was having a wee next to Jennifer Aniston.
I went for a wee with Jennifer Aniston. We sat down and I could hear her. Through the cubicle, she's like, so how are you, honey? And I just called her Rachel.
I love Adele.
Nicki Minaj literally collapsed on the ground backstage when she met Lauryn Hill.
No, please. I'm in love with you.
And I remember this from Billie Eilish when she did her documentary a few years ago. She was surprised at Coachella by Justin Bieber. And on the drive home with her brother in the back of the car, she just couldn't cope.
He was born at St. Jude's Hospital on March 1st at 12:56 a.m. on the second floor.
Okay, where were you born?
I have no idea.
And this went on and on. She was just so emotional about it. She was bawling.
He just stood there and looked at me.
I know, yeah, you like
with his eyes.
Hidden away.
Size,
oh my God,
bit.
She must have been a little believer.
She was a massive believer, yeah.
So cute.
This bit gets me.
With his eyes.
He looked at me with his eyes. And in recent times over the summer, Rihanna and Natalie Portman, this was a gorgeous moment online.
You are one of the hottest bitches in Hollywood forever. You do the most innocent look, and I'm like, ah!
And after that, Natalie Portman was out promoting something, doing interviews herself, and she said that this gave her the biggest confidence boost she needed post-divorce of all time.
Oh my God.
Isn't that so nice?
Rihanna is a great fan girl. Remember her and Rashida Adeleke?
I was about to say that was on my list as well. That was class over the summer. Like, Rihanna fangirling over you must just be just the most incredible feeling
it's
in the world.
Trait.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. I had quite an adventurous day yesterday, kind of unexpectedly. A friend of mine got a new car, and I don't have a car in Dublin, so this is quite a novelty. And she said, do you want to go for a spin? I said, please, can we go to Wicklow? I hate that I'm so close to the Wicklow Mountains, but I can't get there because I don't have a car in Dublin.
I get it.
I always look at them from a distance, and then they're probably the Dublin Mountains, but I'm thinking they're the Wicklow Mountains. But there's many different places in the Wicklow Mountains I've never gotten to go, and often we have like afternoons free where it's nice weather. Anyway, I was like, please can we go to Wicklow? So we said we'd go to the Sugarloaf Mountain. It's not really a mountain, but it's something like that.
It's a bit of a lump.
Yeah, it's a raised platform.
Yeah.
And I've never climbed that before, and neither had my friend, so this was great. So we headed down the M50. We stuck on, and now that's what I call Music 76.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that had a bit of Poker Face, bit of Halo, all the oldies. And when we arrived at the car park, we were a little bit concerned because the Sugarloaf has like a funny sort of mound on the top of it. Like, it's got a funny little lip. Have you ever climbed it?
I haven't climbed it, but I know what it looks like.
Yeah, it's got a little bleh, and I wonder, is that the kind of bit that makes it called the Sugarloaf? Like a little nubbin at the top.
Yeah. It's if it's like perfectly poured sugar into a little bowl,
exactly.
And there's a little lip at the top of it.
Yes. But when we got to the car park of the Sugarloaf, the Great Sugarloaf, as it is formerly called, you couldn't see the top of the mountain.
Oh, that's not ideal.
Because it was covered in a big cloud. But I said, but sure when you're up there, the cloud's basically gone. Because that's how clouds work. Reader, it is not how clouds work.
No.
Spoiler alert. We climbed the mountain, the mound, and it took maybe like 45 minutes or so.
Lovely.
It's actually a nice climb.
Very doable.
And it was like hard enough at times. Like, it was like, you know, when it gets pretty steep, it's like steps. So it was just like rocky steps the whole way up, but not for too long where you're like, I'm dying.
Done. Yeah.
just the right length of
you
time.
Get that at Glendalough, I think, when you're getting really, really high.
Yes,
it's just,
you do.
Oof, it's like scissors just over and back of rocky climbs. Yeah,
you're like, oh my god, going uphill is hard.
Yeah. So hard. I can't wait to do the the way down. It's gonna be lovely.
Yeah. So anyway, we got to the top and we kind of, I like to do the thing when I climb like a hill or a mountain where I'm like, don't look back, don't look back, don't look back. Purposely don't look at the view until you get to the top. And that was a mistake because I got to the top and I couldn't see a single thing.
So like, disappointing.
In a way, it was actually cool because it was like we were up in like a green screen in the sky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like we took some pictures and it was just our bodies on white.
But when you come to, you know, when you achieve that, you want to see what you've done.
Of course.
It's almost like I want to see what I've done to get here. It's really exciting. Like even when I walk down a long road, sometimes I look back going, like, oh my God, look how far I've walked.
Yes.
Honestly, it's so disappointing. Disappointing to be able to see what you've achieved, quote unquote.
And it was sort of humbling as well because at the weekend in particular, it must have been pretty foggy, but just in general, when you see people do like climbs and post on Instagram and they're at the top of the climb and there's no view because it's so foggy, I'm always like, oh sure, why'd you go up there when it was bloody foggy, you idiot?
Actually, I saw one of the girls over the weekend at Kirkpatrick and she got to the top and couldn't see a single thing as well.
I saw a few people at the weekend in particular.
Yeah, I saw
So I was like, I'm one of those idiots. I saw the cloud and I went up anyway, but it was really nice. But I have decided that in terms of future mountain climbing, I'm only going to tackle hills and mountains that have names that sound like they taste nice.
Okay.
So I've done the Sugarloaf.
What have you got?
What a lovely name. I'm going to next tackle the Sweetgrass Hills in Montana.
Oh, you're not even keeping it to Ireland?
No, sure, that's all. That's the only nice-tasting mountain in Ireland.
Right, okay.
Then the Breadloaf Mountain in Vermont.
Okay.
The Tea Kettle Mountain in New Hampshire, followed by Pancake Hill in New Hampshire.
Very good. You've a lot to get through, hon.
Yeah. The Chocolate Hills in the Philippines.
Oh.
Doesn't that just sound like a place you want to go?
Yeah.
The Chocolate Hills.
Although I could, just because it's the Philippines, I imagine it'd be very melty chocolate.
Yeah, true. Yeah, very hot. And generally now I just want to go to Cheeseville in Wisconsin.
Oh, very good. There's
a place called Cheeseville.
They better sell loads of cheese around.
You would hope.
Recharged.
It's Wednesday. Dave is in New York. We wouldn't let a week go by without what he describes this, the best radio game of all time.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
And Dave wouldn't let the week go by without this game. He is obsessed with this game. He wouldn't have it. And in any way that it wouldn't happen of a week, you know how to play. You got to say something that Dave hasn't written down in advance. He has left the game for us. And today, for a very special occasion, because producer Callum got a bucket load of IMC cinema passes.
So many!
In the post.
I can't wait to give them all away.
We are starting
off. Crazy.
Thank you. Settle down. We are giving away up to 10 IMC Cinema passes on the game today. Dave would be beside himself.
Ah, he would. Yeah, I can't believe he's on here for this moment. Amy is standing by. You're on the move this morning, Amy?
I am, yes. I'm just on the way to work.
And what do you do for work and where is it?
I'm an embryologist in Clonsky in Dublin.
And hi,
embryologist.
I've never heard that word before. I'm guessing it's something to do with embryos?
It is, yeah, IVF, fertility treatment.
Good for you, girl.
Amazing.
That's class.
That must be very rewarding work.
It absolutely is. I love it.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Embryologist.
Yeah, that's very...
There's really an ologist for everything, isn't there?
There is. I'm trying to spell it. So... Embryologist.
That's the one.
Woohoo!
That's pretty cool, Amy.
Let's try and sort you with 10 IMC Cinema passes this morning, Amy.
Okay.
Have you heard this game before, Amy?
I have, yes.
Excellent. Okay, this is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. If you say the same thing that Dave has written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. You're trying to come up with something that he mightn't have left behind, okay? If he asks you something like name a town in County Wicklow and you say Bray, and Dave has written down Bray, you're absolutely out. You got to say something that's in the category. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you get today, Amy, for one day only, 2 IMC cinema passes per correct answer.
Amazing.
Are you good to go? This is quite a rush for you now on a Wednesday morning, so deep breath and let's get cracking, yeah? Okay, let's hear from Dave with question number one.
Question one. Name any American singer.
Kelly Clarkson.
That's a very good answer, I'd say.
Really good answer. Here's what he's left us.
I have written down Britney Spears.
Very good.
All right, 2 IMC cinema passes in the bag. Do you want to play on and risk losing them, or do you want to go home with two?
Yeah, I'll play on.
Play on.
Good on you. Here we go.
Question two. Name any street in Dublin.
Nassau Street.
Lovely. Yeah.
Lovely.
I have written down Grafton Street.
Beautiful. Lovely. Very close.
Yeah.
In proximity.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What are you thinking, Amy? What do you want to do here? Do you want to keep going? Do you want to risk it all? Or do you want to go home with your four IMC cinema passes?
I'll go one more, I think.
Okay. Mm. This is interesting because four is a lovely sum of passes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you haven't done a lot to get them.
But the game is fun. So let's crack
That's
on.
The problem.
Question three. Name something you'd find in a sitting room.
TV remote.
You're on it this morning, Amy.
I have written down coffee table.
Nice one. All right, Amy, you're up to six IMC cinema passes. Are you going to play on or are you going to go home?
I think I'll just take those six.
Yeah, that's a nice amount.
I think you're a bit tempted.
Tempted, but I've heard from previous games that it just all goes wrong for people at this point. So
it does get significantly harder.
I'll tell you what we will do, yeah. Right? You go home with your six, you're laughing, but let's see how you would have gotten on, okay? Don't worry, your passes okay. are safe at this point.
To be fair, with six, you've already won more than you would have gotten on a normal week yeah. if you won the whole game.
True. All right, let's see how it would have went for you.
Question four. Name any county in the north of Ireland.
Donegal.
All right, this is what Dave left us.
I have written down Derry.
Oh, you would have had eight.
And the final one, Amy.
And question five. One, two, or three?
So stupid.
What did you say, Em?
Two.
I have written down two.
Thank God.
It's always the way.
God, you're very well versed on this game. Listen, well done, and off you go, changing more lives today, Amy. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much, guys.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. Just like that. Well played. She knows the game inside out, that girl.
Our Amy.
It's back next week here on Spin.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley in the morning.
Morning, what's the story? Hope you're in good form.
Good morning. I want to chat about a very funny moment on the TV show Wheel of Fortune that happened recently. It's kind of going viral at the moment. Wheel of Fortune, I think it's on in the UK too, but in America, it's a show that's hosted by Ryan Seacrest. And basically, you spin a wheel and then you kind of guess phrases. You get letters and you guess phrases. So it's like kind of like Hangman, where there's like a word or a phrase and there's gaps missing, okay? And so, in this particular example of Wheel of Fortune, there weren't that many gaps left on the board, okay? There was an awful lot of letters on the board. It was a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 word phrase that the contestants were looking for, and one man had a very silly answer to that phrase, okay? This is going to be a little bit difficult for you listening, but I hope it'll make sense. I'm going to hand Emma what was on the board at the time where your man made his guess on Wheel of Fortune. And I want to see if you can guess it. It's definitely at the easier stages.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the last letter on the first block is E.
There's four letters in the first block.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Is that it? Off is in there or you it. Yeah, it's got to be, surely. Give yourself a round of applause.
Well, let's hear what this gentleman had to say.
I like to solve a puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
I'm sorry, that's not it.
The first letter and the final word for applause. The A is in there.
So the answer was, of course, give yourself a round of applause. And this man, with the confidence.
Can I say, hear that again?
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
I'm sorry, that's not it.
That's excellent.
So funny.
You gotta just go for it sometimes.
I'm gonna say that anytime I'm having like a big fry with a group or I'm at a breakfast buffet.
You're gonna say.
I'm gonna say.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
There you go. Just go into anywhere where you get your little fry on a Saturday morning and say.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
And you know what? Do it today, folks.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins. Bye.
Fully charged. Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I want to tell you about this mad social media trend that's caused big drama in China this week. So much so that the police have gotten involved. So this trend has been very popular among students and it's highly unusual. So it started back in June, ages ago, and it was very much a sleeper thing for a long time when a group of female students in the city of Zhengzhou rented bikes and decided to cycle 37 miles to the neighbouring town of Kaifeng, I hope I'm pronouncing them right, to taste Kaifeng's famous soup dumplings.
Okay.
This was the whole purpose of the journey. 37 miles.
Wow.
I've looked that up. It's about the equivalent of cycling from Dublin City Centre to Navan.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite the commitment for a bit of soup.
It is.
They've certainly earned the soup when they arrive.
Yeah, big time. These gals documented their journey online, and to say it has taken off would be a big understatement. Within the last few months, the groups have increased massively to the point where there's now troops of cyclists making this 37-mile pilgrimage, essentially, and they're calling themselves the Night Riding Army.
Wow.
Yeah, they always do it at night as well, which is unusual. And they made big headlines around the world in the last few days because at the weekend, a gang of tens of thousands headed off on the 37-mile trek.
It's definitely not one of those little like scooter things. There's proper cycling now, yeah?
Yeah, so they're getting rented bikes like the
Dublin
Bleeper bikes
yeah.
the Dublin bikes, all those. It's exactly those. They're very cheap to rent over in China. I think it's like the equivalent of like 150 for a month.
Oh, wow.
You can rent it for it, yeah. And a massive, massive gang of them headed off on Friday night. But over the last few weeks, it's estimated that 200,000 students have gone on this trek.
But how are they, how is the restaurant they're going to supporting this?
I think it might be like that the whole town is famous for the soup dumplings.
Okay.
I actually didn't read anything about like
what
the queues
laugh,
when you
though.
Get there.
And you'd imagine that when you all get to the town, like, sorry, if you were sitting back in the OG town knowing that all the gang are there, you're going to want to be a part of it, aren't you?
This looks like the best crack ever. They're like singing, they're playing music on the bikes, they're carrying signs. They kind of had a motto, which was youth is priceless, and it kind of became a bit of a movement.
Cool.
This one student was interviewed and the way he describes it is so sweet. He says, riding all the way to Kaifeng in the cool evening breeze, I felt the exhilaration of speed. Around me, I could hear the cheers of fellow riders, the hum of the wheels and the sound of our breathing.
Ah, lovely.
And
gorgeous.
It sounds absolutely amazing, amazing, but such is life. We can't have nice things because, very sadly, on Friday night, the police got involved, closed off all the bike lanes, trying to limit the amount of people doing the trek. And in the past few days, the major bike rental companies, such as the Dublin Bikes and whatever equivalent over there, issued a joint statement saying that if you ride outside of the kind of designated zones of Zhengzhou, your bike will become immediately locked.
Why do they spoil everything?
Boo!
Is it dangerous? Is that why?
They shut down a motorway.
Right. Well, I suppose that might be a problem.
That might be a factor.
I suppose so many people cycling at night, as from their point of view, it's like, this is dangerous.
Yeah, I think it's like safety issues, but also I think the town that they were heading to was absolutely loving it.
Of course they were.
They were giving them free admission to various different attractions and stuff. They rolled out like a big like tarp on the in the park and all the students were sleeping there at night their big long cycle before they head back
to move there.
Yeah, absolutely gas. I just think it's so China that like there's 200,000 people did this and we're only hearing about it now. Whereas like if this was in Ireland and 400 people did this, it would be like on Love in Dublin within like 2 hours.
Oh, 100%. The journalist. There was 5 lads who took part in a Paul Mescal lookalike competition last week and it made national headlines and national news.
And you went to
and
it.
And I went. And there was 5 lads.
Yeah. I just love this. I think we need to start the trend in Irish colleges. Yeah. I want Maynooth SU to organise a cycle to Bambino Pizza.
Yes!
Or like SETU needs to go to Waterford for Blas.
Like the Carlo College?
Yeah, Carlo College.
Yeah,
just love this idea.
Yeah, absolutely, get on it. But over here, it'll be shut down before you even hop on the bikes, to be honest with you.
True.
As soon as anyone gets word of it, it's like, nah, we can't be having that.
No fun here.
You're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Oh, why does life test me so? Woe is me. Oh, I face a conundrum of epic proportions this morning. For the past 2 months, I have been rehearsing for a musical. It is going to be a cracking show. I've been thoroughly enjoying rehearsals. That musical is Sweeney Todd.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
He served a dark and a vengeful God.
He served a dark and a vengeful God.
What happened then? Well, that's the play. And he wouldn't want us to give it away.
Ah, banger. Sondheim. It's absolutely class.
Sounds brilliant.
I know it's going to be an amazing show, and I have been enjoying every second so far. I love musicals. Yesterday, a very, very, very special gig was announced, and it was shared widely across many an Instagram story. Such was the excitement of the population. This man is coming to the Three Arena.
If I ever do make a bedrock, mommy on fire. Red hot. 30,000 people in here on me. 80,000 people in London, Wembley.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. I can't remember the last time he was in Ireland. I saw him back in 2012 at Oxygen, and he was the best act of the weekend, bar none. I love Pitbull.
Lots of people have a deep love for Pitbull.
What a gig that will be.
And what I noticed yesterday after the announcement was the most unlikely Pitbull lovers. There's a guy I know in this world through the industry who's a very serious man. And he couldn't contain his excitement on his Instagram stories. I went, wow. God, you just never know who's a Pitbull fan.
There's no person that wouldn't enjoy this gig.
What's the problem then?
There's a huge problem.
I don't understand. You're doing Sweeney Todd, you're happy. Pitbull's coming to Ireland, you're happy. Why do you always have to find an issue with everything?
Oh, Emma. Pitbull takes to the stage at the Three Arena on the 19th of February, 2025.
Oh, yeah. Great romantic one. After Valentine's Day. Lovely.
Untracked Musical Society presents Sweeney Todd takes to the stage.
Oh.
On the 19th of February, 2025, opening night clashes with potentially the biggest gig of a decade.
So no one's going to go to your musical, is that why you're sad?
I don't care about that. I would do the musical to nobody, regardless. I'm going to miss Pitbull.
Ah.
If I continue doing the musical.
I understand the problem.
What the hell am I going to do here? I swear to God, I lost sleep last night over this. I have a huge conundrum that I'm facing right now. And it is, go to Pitbull and quit my musical.
Ashling, you can't actually be serious. You've given this 2 months of work already. Get a grip of yourself.
Or do my musical and miss Pitbull.
Now you have to be taking the mic.
That's
your
opinion.
There's no way you're
going
to quit the musical.
I might. It depends. It depends what people tell me to do. This is what this show is all about. We ask you for help. You tell us what to do. We do it pretty much every time. So, this morning, like I've never needed it before, I need your help.
I think you need to be very careful before you go any further on this. You've just said the truth, that if the public decides you quit the musical, you got to quit the musical.
That's what's happened in the past.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, it's your whatever. It's your thing.
It's a simple vote, people. Pitbull or musical? 087-711-1038. Which one do I go to? Do I do Pitbull or do I do the musical? 087-711-1038. A one-word answer will do. And a lot rides on this.
And I can just clarify, if you vote for Pitbull, you're basically voting for Ashling not to do the musical. So if you message us the word Pitbull, that means Ashling will quit the musical.
It does.
Are there people from the musical listening to the show
there
this
are.
Morning, Ashling?
There that are. Is... And they'll understand.
Wow.
If they're a true Pitbull fan.
087-711-1038. Pitbull or musical? What's up with us now?
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Oh, why does life test me so? Woe is me. I'm facing a huge conundrum this morning and I desperately require your help on 087-711-1038. I told you that yesterday a ginormous gig was announced for the Three Arena. Pitbull I don't even need to tell you how unbelievable that will be. Mm. It is taking place on the 19th of February 2025. Immediately I said, oh dear God, no. That is the opening night of the musical I've been rehearsing for the past 2 months, Sweeney Todd. Mm. The question is this. Do I attend Pitbull and quit my musical and risk never being allowed into the musical society again? Or do I miss Pitbull and take part in Sweeney Todd, as was my original plan?
So it's,
I may do what has been suggested. By
you
the
will
public.
Do. You will do.
I may.
You will do. That's what you said. Sandra was on.
Girl, what the hell? You haven't even gotten your tickets yet.
Very true. Good point.
Okay, yeah, fair point. Fair point, Sandra.
Mark, what do you think Aisling should do? Pitbull or musical?
I'm telling you, you have to do the musical. Like, that opportunity doesn't really come around. Pitbull will be back. Even if it will be a while, he will be back. So, as I was saying, you could either watch a show or you can be the show.
Wow, Mark! Oh my God, that
People
is convincing.
Are passionate.
Watch a show or be the show. I'd obviously want to be the show, wouldn't I? God.
Miss Worldwide right. over here. Yeah.
When
yeah.
you put it like that. Are you into musicals, Mark?
To be honest, I do like a few. Les Mis will be up there now.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
good. Okay.
Wow. Okay, you're very convincing.
But Mark,
Mark,
be honest. If you had to go, if you had the option to go and see Pitbull or go see Aisling and Sweeney Todd, you'd probably be a Pitbull, right?
I mean, do I have to pay for the tickets?
There's
I'm sure Pitbull will be a bit more expensive. Ah, no. To be fair, I would honestly go watch Aisling if it was a border, especially if everyone else is going to Pitbull.
Mark, aren't you very good?
Cheers, Mark.
No problem. Have a good one.
Bye.
All right, that's it now. Musical. Mark has
no,
me sold.
No. Kelly's waiting online too. Kelly, what should Ash do here?
Definitely Pitbull. It has to be Pitbull.
Oh, Kelly.
I tried to watch Sweeney Todd, and it's, to be honest, it's traumatizing. Like,
it's
you know, like at least Pitbull won't be traumatizing. I was young, and my mum brought me with her, and I had to leave.
Oh my God, so you're saying quit my musical, mother of God, that's causing me
problems. Definitely, if you're even thinking about not going to Pitbull for this,
she's a big
I think
ages.
We have a little issue.
Oh, right. Wow. Okay, Kelly's firm.
Thanks, Kel.
No problem, have bye a good on. Day.
Bye-bye.
Oh
and,
my God.
And voice note in there from David.
Aisling should go to a UK or European date. And expense the flight tickets to the theatre company for the inconvenience.
Well, there you go. That's right there, isn't it?
We'll see how that goes. I think it's a registered charity, but anyway.
087-711-1038. She said on air, we have it in the logger, we have it on the record, that she will do what you vote for most.
She might.
Does she quit the musical? Does she go to Pitbull? Pitbull or musical? Final votes. 087-711-1038.
The stakes
Your
have never been higher.
Awaits. Aisling, me and my boyfriend booked flights to move away on the 9th of Feb, and when I heard Pitbull was coming, I'm fully considering changing the flight.
Oh no!
Do the musical though. Mr. Worldwide will understand if you dedicate the performance to him. Interesting point. Callum's got the results though. It's been tight, I believe.
Yes. This is, like, we've done a fair few of these what should we do kind of votes.
Yes.
This has been by far one of the most popular that we've ever done.
No.
And we just got another message in from Cherie saying that she's contemplating cancelling her family holiday to Florida for Pitbull.
Can I tell you what one I want to do?
Yep.
I think I'll get sick if I have to quit the musical. Like, I'll actually get sick.
So you want to do the musical?
I want to go to Pitbull, but I have to do the musical.
Okay, like I said, one of the most popular things that we've ever done.
Okay.
I could reveal, with 56% of the vote, Aisling, you will be doing this.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
I could not believe. I thought it was going to be a Pitbull landslide.
So did I.
I'm so sad.
You know what?
What a crying shame.
This to me speaks volumes as to what the listeners of Spin 103 want to hear more of. Musicals.
I don't agree.
I think it's musicals from here on
in,
guys.
I can agree.
Just wanna wake up.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Aisling.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning to you. What is the story?
Morning. Happy Wednesday.
A little bit nervous today, guys. I think you'll understand why. Myself, yourself, and producer Callum Ash are headed for Dundrum Town Centre this afternoon.
We are.
For a very special reason. We have to meet somebody, do a little interview from the Dundrum Studio.
Which we haven't been in since we did our very first pilot together.
Yes, that's
back
so
in,
true.
2022.
Yeah, we met on a Saturday morning, did a sneaky demo, didn't we? The three of us.
That's the first place we ever met, Emma.
Yeah, it was. Oh, how lovely. We're going back there again
today.
Going back
to our roots.
But you know me and shopping centres.
Oh, gosh.
But I think I'm with the best people I could be with because producer Callum just scares me anyway.
Just by his presence
alone.
And
you just need to keep me out of the shops, okay?
I can be firm when I want to be as well.
I think I'd like you to just say, when we're finished, you need to leave immediately.
Yeah.
And I think that's needed. If I even say, I'm just going to go for a little look in the window, you say no.
No.
Go down into your car now and leave.
I'll escort you down to the underground car park.
Are you doing a bit of shopping there, though?
Nope.
Are you not?
No, I'm
Christmas
absolutely
is
broke after my holiday.
Right.
I'm so broke.
You're not even going to go for a little mooch?
No.
Callum, do you have any shopping to do today?
I just want a festive sandwich meal deal because the Christmas meal deals are in the shops now. So
that's a no.
So that's a no.
I want
I'm not going to say I'd be tempted by that now.
Turkey and all the trimming sandwich.
Lovely. Grant, yeah. Well, you're on your own there, pal. Lovely. That's grand. So you have no interest.
So you're sorted.
Easy. I need to go shop with you guys all
I'll
the time.
I'll hold your hand.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Jack Harlow and Loving On Me. This is Spin. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Yes, this is Spin. Although Aisling Bonner might be getting confused about which radio station she's on because she's been cheating on us so much lately. Either featuring on The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper talking about all serious stuff or yesterday her appearance on News Talk.
The Imro Award-winning current affairs program of the year.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy. This is News Talk.
Oh, I feel at home hearing that now, so I do.
Yeah.
What can I say? Everybody wants a piece of me.
Is everyone just look down your nose at us and here in the room every morning now?
Aisling, what's your take on the general election? Aisling, what's your take on Donald Trump? Oh, they're all over me.
They're all over you at the moment, yeah.
At me.
Well, yesterday, you were asked to join Kieran Cuddihy on The Last Shoulder because you probably, another thing she's at, she's cheating on us with The Prince as well at the moment. She's in the Irish Independent, talking about how she feels Instagram is dead. She says, I mourn the Instagram where a well-whipped 99 got as many likes as an engagement announcement and it says here in the article how he kills the platform by chasing perfection. Hard-hitting stuff.
It really is.
That News Talk wanted to meet this author yesterday and go through.
I got a phone call that said, Aisling, we loved your piece in the Irish Independent. And I was like, sorry, you have the... Oh, wait, yeah, that was me. Can you please come on and discuss? I'm like, all right.
Her article is really good. She says the death has occurred of Instagram sometime in the past year or so, gradually surrounded by loving ads, sponsored posts and monthly dumps. Predeceased by Facebook, Bebo, MySpace, Instagram, will sadly be missed by selfie queens, gym transformation kings and the rest of us who simply enjoyed a gawk and a stalk. Hard-hitting stuff yesterday. Let's kick off. This was you telling Kieran all about your very first ever Instagram post.
Kind of a photo from the bridge of my nose upwards with a Christmas cracker on my head and the caption read, who invited Da Queen for dinner? Hashtag Aldi Christmas crackers.
Wow.
And that's what Instagram used to be like.
Wow. It was the wow that I loved the most.
He loved that, didn't
he? Like, who is this girl saying the word queen on Da Queen on News Talk?
She said she's the first person to ever say Da on News Talk.
You also then went on to explain how back in the good old days of Instagram, you'd put up like six individual posts on the back of one particular night, right?
Yeah. When I went back like to the early days, I was posting like six different tiles about the one night. I know that was overkill and I'll hold my hands up about that. But like now...
So first we got a wow. Second we got an this was the
But like now...
Yeah.
This is like News Talk bingo.
Yeah, it really is.
Wow, tick, tick.
Then you go in and you talk about Instagram dumps and I think anyone listening to News Talk would have been concerned at this point that the word dump is being mentioned on such a reputable newsworthy radio station.
The dumps are the thing. It's like on the 31st of the month, everybody comes out of the woodwork.
Where did that start?
With the
That's
dump.
A pain in the backside now, I have to say, you know.
Yeah, he really is really getting into it there.
I know.
Bit more of this.
But like now...
Right?
Every time he... But like now, every time I got a I was like, I'm killing it.
I'm absolutely smashing this. We move on. More on dumps.
And there's like 20 pictures on the dump. But sure, where were you for the rest of the month?
Yeah, it is a dump.
Dump.
He's really getting into this now and I love how passionate you were. Where were you for the rest of the month? Why aren't you on Instagram, right? Ash then went on to say how she really enjoys being funny with captions.
I do like to have... I'd like to try to be a little bit witty with
Well,
my
you
Instagram
are the pack. Queen, as your original post alluded to.
Yeah, from the beginning.
He went back and recognised.
I do like to have I'd like to try to be a little bit witty with
well,
my
you
Instagram
are the
pack.
Queen, as your original post.
Yeah.
Well, you are the queen. Wow. Newstalk did not know what hit it when Aisling Bonner showed up. And then I love the passion when you engaged with the Newstalk listeners.
My sister-in-law puts up 60 photo bursts at a time of her weekends. So that's one of her listeners, 60. No one cares. A holiday gets multiple dumps, as you call them. Lord, give me strength.
I actually applaud that woman. She's fighting the good fight. I definitely was getting some hate from the comments, from the text.
Do you think so?
Yeah, they shielded me from that, but I'd say I was. There was a lot of people going, this is rubbish. This Instagram is rubbish.
Yeah.
I'd say a lot of people going,
is this newsworthy? really the news?
Yeah, can we get back to politics,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, totally. And I just love the laugh at the end of this.
Spoken like a true addict.
Listen, I am.
You're still chasing that dragon, you know?
I'm still chasing that perfect hashtag.
Aisling, listen, thanks a million for coming in to us. Aisling Bonner, the co-presenter of Fully Charged on Spin 103.8.
That was a bit of a mouthful for him, wasn't it?
It was.
A mouthful at the end. So where next?
God, where
Radio
next?
Radio 1?
The Biebs, perhaps. CNN.
Listen, if you keep going the way you're going, Spin's going to start sounding a lot like this.
The Imro award-winning current affairs programme of the year.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy. This is News Talk.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
I always like this day in the media. It's the day that People magazine have crowned their sexiest man alive. 2024 edition. It's a bit of a wild card, I will say. Mm. And they tend to do this every now and again. Would you like to guess? Who do you think in 2024 would be crowned sexiest man alive?
Sexiest man alive in 2024. Pitbull, no joke. Gorgeous man. I'm trying to think who's really relevant at the moment and doing big things. Kendrick Lamar had a huge year.
Yeah, he did.
Jack Harlow. He's a fine looking man.
In my head, I would have thought maybe it might be the year for Paul Mescal.
Maybe the year for Hozier. He's had a huge summer. He's a sexy man, no doubt about it.
To be honest, it wasn't the year of anyone thoroughly relevant.
Oh.
But it was the year for the actor John Krasinski.
Don't know him.
You do.
Do I?
He plays Jim Halpert in The Office US, which I actually don't think you've seen.
I do know him. Long hair?
No.
Okay.
Wrong guy. Sort of swishy hair.
Like it's not like a buzz cut.
Like he's Jim. He's Jim.
I know him, yeah. Tall lad. He always flirting with the receptionist.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with him, yeah.
Yeah, right on, Emma. She knew a relevant character. He was also in A Quiet Place with his wife of 14 years, Emily Blunt.
Oh, very good.
And in response to being named sexiest man alive, he said he had zero thoughts other than maybe I'm being punked.
Oh,
which is a nice, humble response.
Ah, stop. He's a good looking boy.
I like their relationship. I don't know if you've ever seen them like interviewed or whatever.
No, don't get too carried away. I just about knew him in The Office.
sorry. They're very fun and I can imagine her giving them a good slagging kind of for being named that. I think there's a bit of a flaw with the award of Sexiest Man Alive because they tend to have a new man every year.
Yeah, so you just get a year out of it and then someone beats you. That kind of sucks.
And you're still alive.
Yeah.
So it's very, like, insulting. It kind of, like, means that, what, have I disimproved that much in a year?
Yeah, fair.
Do you know what I mean?
I've never heard of anyone get it twice.
I've actually gone through the list and some people have gotten it twice.
Have
but,
they?
Like, there's been, like, decades
between.
In between. So I think Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Richard Gere, they've all won it more than once.
Mm.
Which is fair enough, but like you would
And
think,
why, do they not do it for women? Because it's probably deemed sexist if it's for women.
I actually don't know if there's one for women. Mm. But I suppose it's probably like a women's magazine, so they just know the women will go mad for the lads.
Yeah, well that's true, yeah.
So last year was Patrick Dempsey, 2023. He obviously
Patrick Dempsey.
He must have gone greatly downhill.
Right.
Obviously, because he's not the one this year. But I have gone through the list of people who have been sexiest men, and there are a couple of wild cards in there. Ones you don't expect every so often. Which John Krasinski might be for the sexiest.
I get it. So, I'm sorry, it's a public vote.
No, I don't think
so. Or just
so.
A just panel like, of people.
Just sitting in a room over people.
Cool.
Who do you fancy?
Order a few pizzas in. Let's make a lot of headlines.
We get this done today?
Yeah.
All right, come on in, girls. So, without further ado, I'd like to play a game of Sexiest Man Alive, Real or Fake Edition.
Cool, yeah, let's do it.
Have these men been named Sexiest Man Alive? Paul Rudd.
Yes, absolutely. Gorgeous human.
Interesting that you say that, because I remember strongly when he was Sexiest Man Alive 2021, but I remember thinking that was unusual.
Oh my God, are you joking me? He's absolutely gorgeous. I'd marry him in the morning.
He's lovely.
He's a hot piece of
human. Interesting. Okay. Colin Farrell.
Surely. I'm going to say yes.
He's never.
Really?
Yeah, which I think is
that's quite an oversight, yeah.
Yeah. Jack Black.
Ah, yeah. He's got a bit of a sex appeal about him, doesn't he?
Are you going to say anything bad about anyone? No, Jack Black was not named sexiest man in the world.
Why? He's lovely.
Yeah, he's funny. That's what Jack Black is. He's funny.
Sexy.
John Legend.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to say no.
He actually was.
That's really?
That's so scabby on John Legend. He was the sexiest man in 2019.
He's lovely, but I wouldn't say sexy. I'd say, oh, he's gorgeous.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Anyway, Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 2001. Yeah.
He does, he is sexy.
Way back. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, yeah, he's so sexy.
No, I made that one up.
Sacha Baron Cohen's gorgeous, no?
Sorry, I can only see him with like big teeth in as Borat. Like.
No, no.
What do you mean?
Was he not in that movie that was with a lovely little boy and they went discovering the world together or something like this? I saw a movie years ago.
I don't know. I don't know if anyway, you know I thought who Sacha Baron Cohen is. Anyway, Idris Elba.
Of course, yeah.
Obviously, 2018. Cillian Murphy.
Probably not, but should be.
Truth.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Definitely has been, I'd say.
2016.
Yeah.
And how about this one? John F. Kennedy Jr.
His son. His son, is it?
I don't even know. It could be a nephew or something.
I'm going to say no. I'd say that's a bit random of you.
1988.
Really?
John F. Kennedy Jr. Sexiest man alive.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We're teaming up once again this week with Transport for Ireland. We're celebrating their 90-minute fare with the TFI Leap Card. You might not have known this, but you can use multiple modes of TFI services within 90 minutes in Dublin, all for one fare. So you can hop from the Lewis onto the Dart if it's within 90 minutes and within that kind of 90-minute zone for the one price.
Very handy. All this week, we want you to win 200 euro worth of TFI Leap Cards. That'll sort out your commutes for quite some time. You need to mine these Leap Cards now. Don't be losing them. There's huge money on them. The best thing is this morning, again, we're going to come to wherever you are using one of the applicable TFI services as well. Okay, so I'm heading out this morning. Let's figure out where I'm going to be going.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle. It's Emma and Aisling calling you from Spin. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Can't complain. What are you up to?
I'm just arriving at work.
Okay, nice. So you don't have to get up too early in the morning, which is nice.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Where do you work, Michelle?
I work in Shankill. I work for Terry Jackson Motors in Shankill.
Ah, very good. Nice
Terry
one.
Jackson Motors. Emma, how do you feel about heading to a garage?
I feel good about it, to be honest. I haven't been in a car garage in a while.
Hang on now, I'm going to look that up. What do you do there, Michelle?
I do all the boring accounts and admin and booking people in and keeping everything organised.
I'm pretty sure that's essential to the business, Michelle.
God almighty, you're very, very far south.
So don't you downplay it. God, you're down near Bray.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And where do you live, Michelle? Do you a long commute into work?
I live in Kilcool, so not that far.
Okay, nice.
Do you ever go out to Killiney after work for a little stroll?
No, not usually.
You should. It's right there. That's lovely. Perfect, Michelle. I'll be making my way to you, so get yourself into work, and I presume I'll just ask for you when I get into the garage.
Yep, absolutely. That's brilliant. I'm delighted.
Lucky you, Michelle.
Talk to you later, pet.
Great.
See you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye-bye. Terry Jackson Motors in Shankill. That's where I'm headed for. Right, perfect.
Looking at the options here, you can get multiple different buses, but you can also get one of the most scenic routes in Dublin, the Dart.
Ah, go on.
Oh, that is a beautiful journey down.
Oh, for a fact.
Down by the coast on the Dart.
So I've been on the Dart in a while, actually.
Yeah, I think that's the option for you, Em.
Right, I'm off.
I'm
headed on the Dart.
Oh my God.
I'm going to take some lovely scenic photos. I hope it's a nice day out there. I can't see with the blind down. Hope it's lovely, not raining. Ash, I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Adam, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm off to Shankill. More chances to win with TFI, same time tomorrow here on Fully Charged. Good morning.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.